I wrote some stuff down because Fritz, anybody that knew Fritz knew he was a detail person. He liked to get the details right. And I want to make sure I do the same thing. We became friends when we were 13. And as a kid, he was a great poker player. I mean, unbelievable poker player. And I always felt that he was at his best under pressure and when the stakes were the highest. And I have a couple stories that I think might illustrate this. We were roommates. Fritz would go back and forth between Baltimore and LA. And we were living in a place called the Village Green. And I think it was about 4 in the morning. And all of a sudden, the whole Village Green started to rock and roll. And Fritz came into my room, and this is, you probably remember this moment if you were in LA then, 1994. And he came into my room, and we crouched in our underwear, holding on to the door jamb for dear life. Dogs were barking, car alarms were going off, series of loud explosions, and a crackling like lightning as electrical transformers blew, sending giant ribbons of sparks into the pitch black sky. Floor was rolling like the deck of a ship. I looked at him and I said, if this ain't the big one, it's damn close. And we were both laughing like crazy. Finally, it was silent and the quake stopped. And I was proud of myself because I had a radio with batteries and a flashlight and somewhat prepared. And I started monitoring the news reports. Fritz went back to his room. About 20 minutes later, I look out in the hallway and Fritz is completely dressed holding that giant briefcase he had. And I said, where are you going? And he goes, work. And I said, are you nuts? The freeway has collapsed. And he goes, I'll take surface streets. And I said, the power's down. There's no electricity. And he says, I need to go to the office. I got work to do. And he smiled. He gave me that wiggly thumbs up and just took off. The second story has to do with Fritz was also my business manager. And it was a dream come true. We got the Grateful Dead Bob Dylan tour, which was kind of a gathering of the tribes, the Dead's first hit album ever after being in the business for 50 years or whatever. And you would go to these shows. You would see celebrities. You'd see famous musicians. You would see politicians, Timothy Leary. I mean, every show there was just people knew you had to see this. Grateful Dead actually backing Bob Dylan and playing on their own. And first show was Foxborough Stadium, 80,000 people. I had this visual synthesizer called a Fairlight, which allowed you to improvise graphics and animation live to music, process the video signal. And first show, 80,000 people, no rehearsal. I was scared to death, and like I said, it was a dream come true. And after the first show, I was just ecstatic. I was thrilled that I made it through without the menu button popping up on the video screens. It actually happened, got through the show, and Fritz comes down to the video production trailer after the show, and I look at him, you know, proud of myself, and I'm like, well? And he's like, there's hardly any Fairlight. So the next show was 2 days later. It was Philadelphia, JFK, old JFK Stadium. I think it held like 90,000 people. Totally packed, you know, maniac deadheads, Dylan heads as well. And See, I lost my place here for one second. So we did the show. We did the show at Veterans Stadium, and get through the show. I can't still believe I'm part of this thing. And after the show, Fritz comes up, and I raise my eyebrow and look at him, and he says, "Well, at least it was better than the first show." So the third show, 2 days later, RFK Stadium, I think this is like 110,000 people. I mean, they don't make stadiums like this. They've torn them all down, but they were huge. And a lot of my friends were there, and his friends were there because it was the Baltimore area, and did much more animation and effects for this show. Plus, it was practically my hometown, and I really felt good about the show. And Fritz comes over after the show, and I was like, "So how was that show?" And he goes, "The effects weren't really changing to the beat. It wasn't really in sync with the music." So 2 days later, Giants Stadium, New Jersey. Now this is the New York audience, Deadheads, Intense Energy, fanatical Deadheads jumping out of the stands onto the field, do the show, totally exhausted. Afterwards, I saw Fritz coming, and I wanted to hide. And he comes up with this big smile on his face, gives me a hug, gives me a soul shake, and he says, "Now I'm happy." And what I wanted to say was, when Fritz told you that you did a good job, it really meant something.